We're doing Rav Chala Parshat Mishpatim. The parsha begins, Ve'eila Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifneihem. These are the laws you will place before them. Rashi quotes the Medrash, that whenever the Torah says, Eile, these are, so it's telling you these, and what I said before doesn't count. What I said before is no longer valid. It's saying these, as opposed to what was said earlier. When it says, Ve'eile, and these, it's telling you, I'm adding to something I said earlier. So when our parasha begins with Ve'eile, it's telling you these were also said at Sinai. And these laws as well were said at Sinai, just like what we learned a few psukim earlier. So what does that mean? These are also from Sinai. Sinai is something unique to Am Yisrael. Our sages say that whatever mitzvah was said to the Noahides, if it wasn't repeated at Sinai, then it was said only to Am Yisrael. And if a mitzvah was said to the Noahides and repeated at Sinai, so then the first time it was said to the world, and the second time it was said only to Israel. So the Noahites have it as something that was said earlier, and Israel have it from Sinai. So what's the Torah telling me? That Hashem never spoke to us as part of the broader world. If Hashem gave a mitzvah, it was only to us, either at Sinai or before Sinai. But Hashem would never give us a mitzvah together with the broader world.
Don't we have to abide by the Shemitzvah?
Because we were commanded separately. That's exactly what he's saying. So if it was said twice, so then the first time was said to the general world, and at Sinai it was said to Am Yisrael. If it was said only once, then our assumption is it was said to us. So then the words, it was said at Sinai, is coming to denote something that is unique to Am Yisrael. The concept of Sinai is commandments, Hashem speaking specifically to us. So if our sages say these two are from Sinai, they're telling me that also the laws of how to treat your fellow man, which is the focus of our parsha, where you think, that's something very mundane. That's something about a social contract. That's something that the nations might also have a say in. So you should know, no, Hashem gave us a system that's unique for us. Magid v'rav li'Yakov chukav u'mishpatav li'Yisrael. Hashem says, I've given you the system to run a good society. Lo asachen lechol goy. And I didn't give it to any other nation. U'mishpatim bal yedaum. So, the idea of the laws of Mishpatim is this is a system that was given unique to us. Don't tell yourselves, well, they also have systems. No, their systems are not the Mishpatim that Hashem gives us. It's a difference of night and day. I'll give you an example that doesn't encompass what we're saying, but it's an example. There's a huge difference between the legal system of the Torah and any other legal system, I think, that exists today in the world. You look at systems in the world, and they're focused on what are my rights. I'm entitled to A, I'm entitled to B, I'm entitled to C. You look at the Torah, and the Torah doesn't say anywhere what your rights are. The Torah says what your obligations are. By virtue of your obligations, you can infer what your rights are. If the Torah says you're not allowed to harm someone else, then you realize that if someone harmed you, you can sue them. They did something wrong.
It's
educationally, it's a totally different attitude. Life is about responsibility. Life isn't about rights. It's a huge difference. Our generation has a huge problem. Our generation, and more so our kids, they think they're entitled. I once brought sweets, like to see them or something, so someone said, have one, you're entitled. I said, entitled isn't the word I know what it means. I don't know what that word means. What does that mean, entitled? I have a right to anything? What does that mean I'm entitled? I'm fortunate. If the Ribbono Shel Olam allowed me to have A or B or C, I have the capacity to eat, to drink, something. I'm entitled. I have a right to anything. Well, what's my right? But you know how I sign my books? What does it say here? Sefer Zeh, L'Hashem Haaretz Umloah. Hashem owns everything. Sefer Zeh, this book, Ka'et, right now, Birshut Nun Frankenthal, is in the possession of Netanel Frankenthal. It's a reminder. Right now, it's here. It's by me. I'm entitled. Right now, it's in my possession. Okay. The Torah trains us to view the world as a place of responsibility.
You have an obligation to show kavod to your fellow man. Therefore, he can think that because he's in God's image, he's sort of entitled to something, but not because of something he did, right? I mean, and doesn't the Orwad give some rights? I mean, the obligation.
We always have rights,
right,
but they're derivatives of our obligations.
No, it's a great example. I agree.
Entitlement is not reshut.
I don't understand.
As in, I don't know if someone's going to say you're entitled to that book, but, I mean, if someone takes that book, you have the ability to try and get it back.
I said we have rights. It's not that we don't have rights, but our perspective is different. The Torah trains us differently.
Not you do for me because I do for you. You have an obligation to treat your wife a certain way, even if you get nothing from it.
Huh? Again, it's not that I don't have rights. I have rights, but that's not the focus. It's a derivative. It's a different life if I look at life as a place of responsibility. I don't want to expand on the point, even though it's a very important point. I brought it as an example, but let's hear Rav Chalap. And that's also what the continuation of the verse says. These are the legal systems, these are the laws, asher tasim lifneihim, that you will place before them. Rashi quotes the Medrash. Hashem told Moshe, don't think that you're going to teach them something two or three times. No. I want you to teach it to them so that they understand it. It's not enough that you just told them, here's the law. Explain it to them. Asher tasim lifneihem, Rashi uses the term, kishulchan aruch, like a table that's set. You walk into the house, the table's set, the food's ready, you're ready to eat. So that's the mitzvah, asher tasim lifneihem. So Moshe is not allowed to think, I won't explain the reasonings of these laws. If I keep it just as this is the system, so then it'll remain a Jewish thing. If I explain the reasoning behind it, maybe the nations will start taking from the laws of the Torah. They'll say, we also know how to rule in Torah. So Hashem says, Asher tasim lifneihem, teach them everything. Teach them as much as you can. They should understand. And don't worry, the nations will not be able to take it from you. You just stick to teaching it to Am Yisrael. And the idea, Eile HaMishpatim, this is what Rav Chalap said, the 2 points. V'eile, these are also from Sinai, they're unique to you. Asher Tasim, you will explain it, Lifneihem, teach them. You'll teach them and you'll see it'll remain a Jewish thing. The nations won't be able to copy it. It will still remain a Jewish system that will stay within the Am Yisrael. And this really happened throughout our history.